Memorial Health System provides comprehensive health services that meet the needs of the region we serve. And we are proud to present Memorial Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, breast health is an essential ingredient in a woman's life. Although caring for your own health often takes a backseat to other responsibilities, it's very important for cancer patients or any woman to take care of themselves with exercise and to make sure they get their annual breast exams on schedule. My guest today is Dr. Shanoj Patali. He's a hematologist with Memorial Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Patali. So let's start with breast exams. If a woman has been diagnosed with breast cancer and she has been going through treatments, or even if she's just passed her treatments, does she still get her mammograms on schedule? And what about things like self-exams?
Hi, thanks for inviting me for this talk. So this is a very important and relevant topic. Breast self-exams is a slightly controversial area because we generally tell, I do, and a lot of the oncologists and hematologist oncologist doctors do recommend self-exams. But the controversy comes in mostly because self-exams would pick up sometimes findings that makes patients anxious about certain things, and they sometimes leads to more biopsies, and sometimes we over-biopsy smaller things that sometimes are unnecessary. But generally, breast exams have an adjunctive role in addition to the regular mammograms once a year. It doesn't replace mammograms, but it is a supportive additional thing that, and mostly it creates awareness among women about what changes they should notice, what other, if they are suspicious, lumps or bumps or skin changes or discharges that you notice, that kind of brings them to the attention of the physician and who orders the further testing. But overall, breast exam, self-exams or clinical breast exam by a physician is not recommended generally by the guidelines. If you look at the American Cancer Society or the national guidelines, do not recommend it, but it is generally a more of an educational and creating more awareness among women about their own body and changes that can happen. Not mammograms are not 100% test. So if a woman picks up a lump or skin changes, that is important. And sometimes that is how the cancer is picked up in the first time.
And what about mammograms? And if a woman has had surgery, or if she's had mastectomy and then reconstructive surgery, can she still get those mammograms?
She can get mammograms every year. So if you have cancer, and the recommendation is to get once a year mammograms, which is if she had bilateral mastectomy, she could avoid mammograms. But if the opposite breast still needs to be to undergo once a year mammograms.
Now, a woman does need to take care of herself as well. We're the caregivers of society, Dr. Patali. We also have to care for ourselves. And during cancer treatment, it's been study after study about the importance of exercise in helping as an adjuvant therapy to help along with your cancer treatment. So speak about exercise and the importance of remaining physically active while you're going through treatments.
That's an important topic as well. The exercise generally has been shown to improve the cancer-related survival. There are a number of studies that support that exercise reduces the risk of breast cancer and colon cancer. And a lot of societies are now recommending that exercise should be a prescription for breast cancer survivors, especially in the postmenopausal woman. If you look at exercise, it doesn't have to be extreme exercise. It's mostly, most of the societies would recommend a half an hour walking exercise. And also sometimes you can do that in groups. It would be, you could do some things like gardening or things that give some enjoyment, like in the water or aerobics or listening to music or walking in a group. They all help in reducing the risk of breast cancer. And in breast cancer, especially the estrogens, the amount of estrogens goes up with the increased body weight. So exercising and bringing the weight down also helps to bring down the estrogen that causes the breast cancer in the first place. So it also improves the fatigue that a lot of women get after chemotherapy and all the treatments that she undergoes with breast cancer. So it improves fatigue, decreases the amount of estrogen prevents the recurrence of breast cancer, and a lot of times that is one of the very good treatments that that women can do themselves.
And Dr. Patali, with any type of cancer, whether it's colon cancer or breast cancer, whatever type, sometimes the factor is that they don't feel very well during treatments, and so exercise is the last thing they want to think about. What do you tell them about that motivation? And you mentioned gardening or taking a walk, and what do you tell them about maybe getting help or support or finding a buddy to help them exercise, something to help them with the motivation when they're not really feeling it?
Most of the time, what helps is doing that exercise in a group where somebody will motivate the person to get up and start doing some things. And a lot of times, doing a lot of strength training or things that is like that is going to be tough. But walking is a good exercise, and doing things that you like also helps. Like doing house chores is enough exercise for a lot of patients. Gardening, something that gives you enjoyment. A walking partner, listening to music, headphones with a headphone, or biking, or even treadmill, whichever is more enjoyable for the person, and usually dress comfortably, drink a lot of water, those things help. Or if people like, some people like considering yoga, or those exercises are helpful as well.
So wrap it up for us, Dr. Patali. You're a hematologist. Explain to the listeners really your best advice, what you tell people every day about dealing with cancer treatments and trying to be the healthiest that they can while they're going through treatments. And what do you tell people about that?
Generally encourage some light exercise during the treatment, which gives the good self image, and it improves your fatigue block, because that's very common with the treatments, with multiple treatments when they go through. So improves fatigue, and I encourage everybody, generally all my patients, to be active and physically fit as much as they can. It doesn't have to be a tiring exercise. You can always listen to your body and see if you're not feeling well or if you're running fever, do not exercise. But if otherwise, regular exercise is very good. And it doesn't have to be excessive. A 30-minute a day walk would be good enough. And maybe 5 days a week. That is probably consistent with most of the guidelines in the country. So I do generally recommend doing exercise. In breast and colon cancer, we know that it has a survival advantage on top of all the treatments that we recommend. So it actually improves life and improves the time of life. This has been shown to be life prolonging in studies. So those two cancers, it's more important, but generally that has a lot of improvement with fatigue. And I generally say do some things that you enjoy, which helps you keep motivated to doing things. If you need motivation from another person, do it in a group, which really helps. And cycling or gardening or biking or yoga, it doesn't matter how you do it. Doing it consistently would really help.
Thank you so much, Dr. Patali, for being with us today. You're listening to Memorial Health Radio, and for more information, please visit mhsystem.org. That's mhsystem.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.